What's up, you brain bitches? That's right. This is Doug with
Rain?
Debbie and Rain.
Rain,
and
your voice sounds strange.
Yeah.
This is Rain. What's up, brain bitches? This is an episode of 8-Bit Geek Horror Fest coming at you live from the Brainberry Farts. Tarts.
Wow. Tell us how you really feel, Doug.
Who?
Sorry, yeah. Rain. Tell us how you really feel, Rain. Okay, so...
I don't sound like that.
Well, you kind of do with your shitty-ass microphone. God damn, Rain.
After that, you kind of do.
Okay, well, you guys do your thing. I'll restart and then call me back.
Or, wait, what? No, you're fine. Just keep going. We're good.
You just said my mic keeps cutting out. Fuck you guys.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, we'll just, you know what? We're just going to deal with it this episode.
We're going to muddle along. It'll be all right.
Yep. Yeah. So, what movie did we watch? We watched a movie.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
At least I watched Hocus Pocus. What did y'all watch?
Oh, a lot of things, but I also watched Hocus Pocus.
Rain, are you sure you watched Hocus Pocus? I've watched enough 8-Bit Legends to know that you don't always watch what you're supposed to watch.
This is true, but I did watch Hocus Pocus.
Okay. Are you sure you
legit watch?
I wish people could see this. The frame keeps freezing on her Skype picture, and it's just the best pictures. Well, all right. Let's get right into this. Overall feeling of Hocus Pocus. What do y'all think? How do we all like Hocus Pocus? Why did we pick this?
I mean, this is a classic, like, Disney Halloween movie, right? I mean, this is like even before like Halloween Town and shit. So this came out in what, 1993?
Yes.
So it's like it's one like we all grew up with, right? Like either
absolutely.
Seen in theaters or definitely like on Disney Channel, like every Halloween. And it, even still, like it's one of those ones that like, I think like ABC Family or whatever the fuck they're calling themselves these days. Like they still play it. It's like one of the first movies they play for like their 13 days of Halloween. It's like Hocus Pocus is always on the list, and it's one that always gets played like 50 fucking times between like the whatever day they start and the 31st, those 13 days.
It is moderately family friendly, which is hard to find for a Halloween movie. So I guess I understand. It's one of the few out there.
Yeah. And it was really interesting watching it over again. And like,
I say moderately. Like,
this is PG.
This
like,
is
at some point you're gonna have a 7-year-old going, "Mommy, what's a virgin?" Like, or, Rain, I want to know, at what point do you let your daughter watch this movie? Or your son, too, right? Like,
I'd probably let him watch it now. I don't think it's
not like, I think they're young enough now that a lot of that would go over their head. But at some point, they are going to be like, what's a virgin?
Or the Madonna, like, the mom dressed as Madonna with the bustier and the
cone boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think there was anything bad about this movie.
Or, I also have to say, what school in what country has a walk-in oven?
I thought, what a safety hazard.
I mean, seriously, how many children had to die before that practice was, like, halted?
Well, and then I was wondering, is there like a safety release on the inside?
Apparently not, because the witches couldn't get out.
Yeah, but they're also really stupid. Although, hold on. That brings up another point. They see a road at one point, right? And they're like, oh, it's a black river. Like, oh my God. And then it's a fucking road.
They push the dumb sister in, yeah.
Right. Okay, but then, which is funny. But then later, when they're chasing after them, they're driving, they pull up alongside on their brooms or whatever. Yeah,
culture references.
You didn't know what a road was 20 minutes ago. Now you're asking for a driver's license? Like, how fast did you get fucking cultured? Like, that's ridiculous.
There's another part where they're talking about, like, basting kids with margarine or maybe olive oil. Margarine didn't exist in 1693. So,
do you know that for a fact?
I do know that for a fact. Google it.
Okay. No, you tell me. You just said that you knew this, so tell me when margarine was created.
Well, I don't know what year it was created, but I know.
Okay, well, then you don't know.
Okay.
They could have meant like the blood of somebody named Marjorie or something. I don't know. Just going for, I don't know. I'm throwing shit out there.
I don't know how to verbally explain that my eyes just rolled.
Don't judge me. Anyway, the other part for children, when they get to the house of the dude that's dressed as Satan, and they're like, oh, master. And the part where the one chick's like, dance with me, master. And I mean, I'm sorry. There's just a whole lot of that whole scene and that whole setup that I was like, really? Is this kid friendly? Are we okay with this?
Yeah, yeah. I actually went and looked up on IMDb. You know, they have this, you can actually look at like the parental guide, so you can kind of see what's going on. And it's just funny, like the sex and nudity is like one of the bigger sections. Well, that violence, I guess actually it's bigger, like cat gets run over by a bus, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, it was like,
that part was sad.
A few references to women's breasts. A comment made by an 8-year-old girl while she's talking to her teenage older brother
about yabos. I don't know. That part doesn't bother me, though, because I feel like that is something. The sibling rivalry in this, the way that the two kids, like, talked to each other, I was like, that's pretty spot on, actually, I feel like. So,
like, especially the part where
the little sister gets what she wants.
He's not going to take her trick-or-treating.
Yeah, and the little sister gets what she wants.
I was like, I remember life like that.
Yeah.
I've heard Michael's horror stories. So, he still
has... he's a whiny baby. So, do you know who Doug Jones is?
Okay, through that terrible, glitchy voice of yours, I gathered, do you know who Doug Jones is? Which the answer is yes.
Okay, so he played Doug Jones. Billy Butcherson.
Yes.
Yeah, he was... Okay. Yeah, you know who else he is in, Rain? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. He played Deathbolt on Arrow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he played in Pan's Labyrinth, the guy with the eyes on his hands. The creepy guy with the
hands, yeah.
And Pan.
In Pan. In... What'd I say?
Well, you said the creepy guy with the hands. I said, and also Pan. Like, so yeah. We did both.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't see that movie.
What?
She doesn't like artsy flicks. Hellboy.
Yeah, okay, he was in Hellboy. Sapien. He was the fishy guy.
Abe Sapien.
Yeah. That's all I got.
The fishy guy.
That's pretty.
Yeah, he's like a, I don't know, not necessarily a character actor, but I mean, kind of. He's always,
I would call him a character.
Makeup and stuff. He's got like a really, like, skinny, weird body that really lends itself well to like creatures and stuff, mm-hmm, or the slapstick kind of comedy like this, like zombie creature. There was this one. Like horror anthology series. It was called like Fear Itself. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it. They got like a bunch of different like movie directors to direct these like 40-minute like mini like movie sort of things. And every episode was different. And I think it was on like Showtime or something a couple of years ago. And he was in an episode about a Winnebago. Wait, no, not a Winnebago. That's a fucking car. A Wendigo. Here we go.
Winnebago.
I was like, nope, that's a fucking car. A Wendigo, which is the Native American, like...
Volkswagen.
It's a Native American Volkswagen, and they kill people. It's crazy. It was a really weird story. I don't really follow it. Now, it's like Yeti, I guess, sort of, but like the Native American, like it's like a winter demon sort of thing. It was really fucking creepy, and he got like possessed by one, and it like the makeup was nuts, and his fingers were like... They were black on the end, but just it's one of those roles I remember him in specifically because it was just like, this is fucking weird because they eat people.
Are those the one where that can like call your name and lure you out? Like the sound of the wind blowing is supposed to be them calling your name and luring you out of the house or whatever, or out of your tent or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. It's like more prevalent also in like Canada and stuff.
Yeah.
But I highly recommend checking out that series. If you can find it somewhere, like it was on Netflix for a while, or I don't know if it's on Amazon Prime or what, but I highly recommend it. It's fun.
I don't do scary stuff. There's a reason that Brainberry Tarts has chosen very not scary stuff for our horror fest flicks.
Wait, I thought Rain chose something pretty scary.
It wasn't scary. It was funny. And awful.
No, the item.
The item.
Oh, fuck, Doug. Have you seen the item?
Not that I'm aware of.
You need to see The Item. You need to see
that
this.
My list of shit I have to watch this month.
It's on YouTube. You can watch the whole thing.
On YouTube?
Yes, on YouTube. You can watch the whole freaking thing on YouTube as a free watch.
$19.99?
Just watch the last 5 minutes.
For free.
I'm asking, it was yes. Made in 1999.
Yes, yes, it was made in 1999. You should watch that shit.
Okay.
I promise you, you will never watch anything ever again that you will have ever said what the fuck more. Okay. Promise.
All right. Well, then you've got to go watch Fear Itself.
All right, fine. Fair enough. Huh. Oh, and stuff was Rain, what do you think?
Uh-huh. I'm still here.
Oh, are you? Okay.
I'm still here.
Sorry, I thought we lost you there for a second.
Yeah. See, Fear Itself also.
What do I think of?
Brandon Routh was in an episode of Fear Itself. Like, that's a fuck ton of people. Like, everyone and their mom is in an episode. All I'm literally looking at the cast right now. Anna Kendrick. Doug Jones. Kendrick?
Hmm?
I love Anna Kendrick.
Yeah. I will go look up one of those if you promise you'll watch The Item.
Okay, goddamn. I already said I would.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so back to what we were actually talking about. Okay. Hocus Pocus. I'm going to say this right now. I'm not a huge Sarah Jessica Parker fan, but Sarah, the character in this movie, I fucking love her so, so much. And yeah. I love Winifred, and I cannot stand the other sister, Mary. Like, that, I could do without her. I don't like her at all.
Do you want another little tidbit of trivia I found out today?
Sure.
She was in Sister Act?
I was about to say, if you say she was in Sister Act, we're going to be like, yeah, we know.
Douglas. No, the part of Mary was offered to Rosie O'Donnell.
She would have been better.
Well, she didn't want to do the movie because she didn't want to play a scary witch.
Oh, wow.
I think my favorite Rosie O'Donnell role ever, I know we're just going off another tangent here, but it's definitely A League of Their Own.
God, yes, I love that movie. There's Agreed. Nothing about that movie that I don't like. Yeah. Agreed. Yeah.
So good.
And my least favorite is her, whatever that movie that she did where she wore the bustier the whole time, or the corset the whole time, and was like a dominatrix, but she was a cop.
What?
I don't know what movie it was, but I can't remember what it
was.
Was
that not Sleepless in Seattle?
Not that I'm aware of, Doug, but no, she was a cop.
Was it Philadelphia? Tom Hanks was in it.
Was it Tom Hanks that was in it with her? I just know she was a cop, and she was like a dominatrix cop. She wore a corset the whole time, and like high-heeled boots or whatever, but like hunted down criminals. I don't know. It was really weird. I've blocked it out of my memory. It was very strange.
Well, for me, when I see Hocus Pocus, that's how I know it's fall, because it starts playing over and over on TV. You can always find it.
Yeah.
But Winifred was my favorite, and her teeth.
Yeah.
When she's like, oh, book.
I love when they're like, you know, leave me alone, you hag. And he's like, hag? Sisters, did you hear what he called you? Everything about that is amazing. The song, tell the truth, after you watch the movie, were you still singing the song in your head?
Well, it's not fair when it's like also in the fucking credits of the movie.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
put a spell on
me. I also think that's like one of the best parts of the movie, and I think that's why people remember it so fondly in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, because you get that part and you're like, yes, I love this scene.
Everything,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So I agree. I feel like it's like almost not fair. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if the movie would be quite as fun if that scene was not in it.
I agree. I also, it's another one of the scenes that I thought was creepy, though. Like, watching it as an adult and as a kid, it didn't bother me. But as an adult, I'm like, okay, so your teenage son and your, what, 7, 8, 9-year-old daughter just ran in here with a random dude and these three random chicks, and everybody's okay with this? Okay.
I thought the same thing. I thought, why are you not listening to your kids? They're both telling you the same thing. She's carrying a cat.
Like, right.
There's no more questions. Just, guys, nothing's going on. So, like, were they that wasted that
the adults
didn't even, there was no shits given?
This is like 80s level adult supervision here. I mean.
Yeah.
How about, okay, go back to the beginning of the movie when Ice and the other guy his shoes. How much did that make you hate? And like, did you envision your own bullies or like that guy in your school? Because every time I see it, I'm like, one, those shoes are awful. Why are those worth stealing? And two.
Maybe it was to make a point.
I think those were probably cool back then.
Yeah. I think that was what they were going for. But no, I couldn't get past the, like that, those two were so not, I don't know. There was nothing about them that were relatable to me that it just made it like, I know you're supposed to be these annoying bullies, but you're so stupid that I can't even be annoyed by you. So, I don't know. That part didn't get to me. They annoyed me, but like.
Okay, be honest. Did you call the cat Zachary?
He's Thackeray.
Or
Thacker.
Thacker. Probably Zachary growing up, but as an adult, knowing that his name is Thackeray with a fucking TH, like no one ever spells it.
Yeah.
I know. I kept thinking the girlfriend, his little, Max's little new girlfriend. In my head, I kept thinking that was Hillary Swank, and I had to look it up because I was like, swear that's Hillary Swank, but it's not
Hillary Swank. No. Not Hillary Swank.
That's and the funny. Actor that plays Thackeray Binks is what's his name on the movie
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What movie?
He's on a show.
Yeah, he's on NCIS.
He's on a show.
Yeah.
NCIS. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sean Murray is his name in real life, which I think is really interesting that they had him film all this stuff and then they didn't even fucking use his own voice.
I thought the same thing. Why?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. The guy that does his voice is my favorite voice actor. Well, not really my favorite, but like Jason Marsden.
Wow. I mean.
Yeah. Who he was on Step by Step. He was on Boy Meets World. He was on Full House. He was the voice of Maximilian Goof or whatever the fuck that kid's name was. Like a Goofy movie. And a lot Aladdin. Of that stuff.
Wasn't he the voice of Aladdin?
No, that was another guy that was on Full House.
Oh yeah, I know you're talking. Okay,
that was
okay.
Like the one dude that DJ like dated, and this was like the millionaire kid that DJ dated.
You're right.
Like,
you're right.
Nerdy like kid with the glasses, but he also does voices on like the Star Wars, like the Old Republic, and Knights of the Old Republic, and all these video games, and Batman, and all this stuff. And he's just one of my favorite. Like,
it took me a second. Then after you said it, I was like, oh yeah, it's that dude. But you're right.
Scott Winger
is who?
Scott Winger is Aladdin.
Yeah, the dude, yeah.
Yeah, but like he's like in Legend of Korra. I'm going through his thing. Legend of Korra.
Yeah, Marsden does a ton of stuff.
I love him. He's one of those voice actors that like he's just in fucking everything. Like he's literally one of those dudes where you're just like
He's like Jim Cummings and people like that. He's just everywhere. Yeah.
It's just in everything. The Garfield Show, Young Justice. Like I mean just fuck I'm just scrolling through and I've only hit like 2013. I've just been scrolling. Fairly Odd Parents.
I feel that way about Jim Cummings. Like whenever I go back and look at the things that he's done, I'm like, that dude's like the voice of my childhood right there. He's been in everything. Yeah. He's like, he fucking does everything. So yeah, I get that.
So anyways, he was the voice of Thackeray, which is, because if you watch the, like the very beginning and the end, when the kid is there you like the ADR is terrible. It does not match. Like, It seems like they just did a terrible time like recording the audio for his scenes or something, but it's just because it's not his fucking voice. It's someone else.
See, I noticed that, but I just thought it was the same kid going back in ADR. I don't know why it never like connected that it just wasn't even his voice.
No.
Huh.
It just wasn't.
The kid that, what kills me is the kid that played Jay, the blonde haired bully dude. He plays like weird bit parts in other shows. Like he was in Stranger Things, and I've seen him in a lot of other bit parts in other shows. Like, you know, he's been on a couple of episodes of Law and Order and things like that. and he plays like adult parts with the short hair, and he looks so completely different as a mm-hmm. grown adult than he did as a child that it trips me out whenever I went and looked at the IMDb page, and I was like, oh wait, it's that dude was that dude? Yeah, you know what? Cut your hair and can disconnect yourself, because I get that. You're completely different. That's not a part I'd want to be connected to either, necessarily.
Well, he's like, I left that behind.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have recognized him in Stranger Things at all. I'm looking at him. He was in 6 fucking episodes. Like, get out of here.
Yeah,
he was recently in an episode of Atlanta. Lead agent.
He was one of the guys that worked at the facility.
Yeah, sure.
No,
sure he was.
When you go back and watch it, you'll see it. Like, he comes in and he talks a couple of times. He's one of the guys that works at the facility. I can't.
I 100% believe you.
Wow.
Wouldn't have picked him out of line. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't necessarily. I'm not saying like I didn't recognize him from anything. It wasn't until I went and looked at the IMDb page that I was like, oh yeah, I've seen that guy on, like, he's been on this and he's been on that. Just weird little parts here and there that I've seen him on. And it just, I never made the connection. Never would have made the connection. He looks so completely different as an adult. It's crazy.
Right. Did you know that Kathy Najimy, that played Mary, was the voice of Peggy Hill on King of the Hill?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, and she was so much better. Can we just say, like, Winifred with the Force lightning?
Yes.
Like, what was up with the
Force? And she's so, like, bitchy about it.
Yeah, I feel like she's straight up like Palpatine with the Force lightning. She's just like, meh. Yeah, everything about that, I was just like, yes, use the Force. The Force is strong with that one.
Does anybody have any favorite parts of the whole movie?
Obviously, like, the dance, like, the whole song and dance scene is just, it's classic. It's a classic scene. I also really like Billy Butcherson. Like, I like the slapstick comedy, and then I like when he finally, like, gets his mouth open and it's just kind of like, piss off, you dumb bitch. He doesn't say those words, but, you know.
No, he practically does. What does he call her? He's like, you something something, you know, whore. It's really like, when he's, that's another part I was like, and I don't want my children to repeat that. So Rain, what's your favorite part?
Actually, my favorite part of the whole movie, and it's just a short little, right after they see the road, and it's, there's like Black River, you know, because the kids, when they left the Sanderson sister home, they set off the fire alarm.
Yeah.
So the police and the fire department are coming down the road, and the look on their faces where they're like, the hell is that? The hell is that? And then just pure terror, and they just scream and run the other direction. I lolled at that at work. That's a movie, or the part of the movie, that still just brings me so much joy.
That's awesome. My favorite part, I don't have like a specific favorite part. I just, pretty much anything with Sarah, when she's acting like, when she's, There's the part where they, towards the end, when they're in the shop and she's like running around and being all goofy, and she like reaches up and grabs the one, Jay, the one blonde kid's cage, and she just does this like spinny thing where she's like spinning with him and holding him, and and she's like smiling and being all adorable, and he's like, I'm gonna Ralph.
Yeah. I just thought of this. I also like there's the one scene where, I think they're in Satan's house or whatever, or, you know, that whole thing. And the three little Sanderson sisters roll up and steal their broom.
Oh my gosh, yes. They're like, oh, look, these are cool brooms.
They never say like who they are, but you look at how they're dressed. They're just little versions of them. It's so fucking funny.
And, well, that's another one of those things. Like, what parents are like, yeah, you can just take those brooms that obviously don't belong to you. That could
where'd you get those? Oh, we just saw them leaning up against the fence.
And then
take them back.
Well, not just that, like, it makes it sound like they take off flying. Like, if you listen to them.
Yeah. Oh, they definitely do.
Yeah, like, they just took those brooms, and now somebody's children are just soaring around somewhere.
I'm going to assume gone. Maybe dead.
Maybe like, dead. I'm thinking dead. Like, they have crashed, and there's just going to be, like, these little Sanderson sister bodies somewhere that they're going to find, and it's going to be a tragic horror movie. Horrible tragedy.
So I'm reading some of the trivia and stuff on the IMDb page because I find some of the stuff really interesting just to learn about things about the movie and stuff.
Yes.
Like, okay, during an interview in 2008, Bette Midler said of all of the films that she's done, this was her favorite.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I love her.
She actually sang The Spell on You not too long ago at some benefit.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's going to be on The Voice next week.
The role of Max was originally offered to Leonardo DiCaprio.
But he did What's Eating Gilbert Grape instead.
Yep. So he got his first nomination for an Academy Award.
I was about to say, that's a good, good choice. You know what? I'm not going to. Yeah. Can't blame him for that one. Oh, that's funny. He got his first nomination in 93 and he what? Just won.
Brother and sister Gary Marshall and Penny Marshall played husband and wife. Satan and Satan's wife. They're related. I knew that.
I did not realize that was his real actual sister. That's gross. Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, Rosie was originally offered the role of Mary. Let's see. There's something I just read. I was like, oh, that's cool. In the final scene where when Danny is crying over Binx's dead cat body, you can see that he happened to die right on top of his sister's grave.
Yeah. Aww, I always thought that was really sick. Okay. That part, that ending, that whole end sequence always bugged me because I'm like, okay, wait, I get kind of maybe seeing his ghost, but why the fuck do we got to see the little sister's ghost? I mean,
they're reunited.
I know, but she's already dead. She's been dead a long time. That just was weird.
It's closure for Binx.
I would have, like, if there was a light off in the distance and we heard her voice coming from the light, I would accept that. But to see her ghost all of a sudden, I mean, I get that they were trying to be like, oh, the little girl's okay, it's all right, but it still was annoying. I was just, was always one of those things that bugged me. It's like, meh, I don't buy that. She did.
Here's a couple more. The fountain you see in the background when Danny and Allison are dancing after burning the Sanderson sisters alive is the same fountain and set used for the opening credits of Friends.
I didn't know that. How cool is that?
Yeah, and after the witches are burnt in the kiln, Max is seen. Oh, it's a kiln.
Yeah,
it's not like it's the walk-in thing. Oh, that makes art classes. Yeah, we had I don't think it was walk-in, but. That's what's huge.
A kiln, yes.
Crawl into it.
Yeah, I mean, anyways. I get a kiln for an art class. Our school had a small one that you could fit like 10 things in, but a walk-in where you can
die.
Yeah, I mean.
After that happened, Max is celebrating in front of a house, which is the same house from Christmas Vacation.
Oh, see, now I'm going to have to go back and watch that just to see that.
Did you notice that? Okay. After Max gets his shoes stolen and he comes home, He comes in the house and the parents are unpacking and everything. You first get to see a view of the house from the outside. Then when it goes inside, there's a painting of that on the inside.
Uh-huh.
It's right on the wall above the dad. I don't know why I thought that was kind of cool because I'm like, they just moved there from L.A.
And they have moved a painting to of their
Salem,
house.
Massachusetts. Yeah, I thought that was really strange.
Maybe it came with the house.
Could be.
Maybe it's how they bought the house.
they're like, this one. I thought it was a dope house, right? Like, this kid, like, yeah. In the movie, he's like, why did we have to move here? I miss my friends in California. And I'm like,
your house is amazing.
Fucking huge. Not only that, you've got like a fucking like tower. Spire like in your fucking room, dude. Like,
yeah.
Fuck whatever you had in L.A. Leaps and bounds better.
Like, I guarantee he didn't have that much space in L.A.
Oh,
no, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's funny.
Do we want to give this a rating?
Well, what were your least favorite parts? What's your least favorite part?
Everything else. I'm just kidding. least favorite part. That's tough, because it's a pretty solid movie.
It is.
You know, my least favorite part is Max and the girl. Like, it's this super awkward, immediate relationship. Like, they've bonded that quickly. Like, she's sleeping snuggled up to him.
I feel like that was pretty high school-y. Like, that part didn't bother me, because he put the moves on pretty quick. Like, watching it as an adult, the move that he pulled in class where he gives her his phone number in front of everybody and the way he did that, I was like, all right, there's not a high schooler alive that has those kinds of skills. But that was well written. That was pretty cool.
She doesn't look like a teenager at all.
I know.
Like, she looks like a grown woman and he looks like a teenager.
I think she was like 17 when they made the movie.
Yeah, she was a teenager, but she wasn't. It shouldn't look it. I agree with that part.
That looks older. Yeah. I guess my least favorite part, and this is true of a lot of like 90s movies, especially 90s teenager to kid movies, is just like the parents that are blind to everything. Because we talked about this earlier, just like your kids walk into this adult party that you're at with like a stranger and
a cat
and three adult women and a cat and you guys don't know this other high school chick that they're with, but like, who the fuck are all these people? And I don't know, just why all the stuff at the beginning, here? Like your son walks in and his fucking shoes are missing and you don't think to go like, what happened? Oh, I got jumped in a cemetery. Cool. Let's go fucking find that kid's parents, right? Like, I don't right. understand how that's not.
Let's
like,
go get your shoes just like, back.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no, it's a protest like, for something. It's obviously just a protest for something. What kind of parents?
Yeah, that's like the first. Yeah, it's just the dumb parent thing. It's a trope that I just it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Good point.
I agree. My least favorite part was, I think, right there. And it's another trope. It's that like the bully type, the stereotype of the dumb blonde surfer type dude. We're not in LA, but you're somehow like they're in New England. They're in Salem, not New England. Well, they're in Massachusetts. Kind of like they're in Salem. And yet he's got this like dumb blonde. Yeah, I guess punk rock. Yeah, because the shirt that he was wearing around his waist, the flannel shirt that looked like a freaking skirt. That was just another one of those things. I was like, oh my God, really? Like this is, why do we need the seriously horribly stereotyped bullies? The hip hop mashup wannabe of whatever the fuck those dudes were supposed to represent.
They reminded me of the bullies from Power Rangers.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Yeah. That's what I was about to say. It was like the dude from Power Rangers.
Yep.
Or like the little kids from Little Rascals. Butch and Wim.
Yeah, a little bit. But no, the dude had a freaking shirt around his waist. Like, it looked like a freaking kilt. Like,
yep.
I'm sorry, yeah,
you know,
but you're not.
You know who else wore that, though? Hey Arnold. So, ooh. Back the fuck
I always thought
up,
that was.
I don't like Hey Arnold, so it's okay.
What? I thought Hey Arnold was wearing.
I don't like
a skirt.
Hey Arnold.
No, he had a sweater tied around.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a sweater, but it's supposed to be a flannel shirt tied around his waist, although he's wearing a jacket, and the whole thing, like, it's why is he wearing that many layers?
It's just that early '90s grunge scene. Also, it's Massachusetts
this.
In October. It's fucking cold.
Yeah. So that's just his extra for his extra? I mean,
just in case.
It looked like a skirt. It did not look like a shirt tied around his waist. It looked like a skirt. And there's no way that he's a badass wearing a skirt, period. It wasn't a kilt because he had pants on underneath it.
You say that to William Wallace.
He didn't have pants on underneath it.
He had nothing on underneath it.
Exactly. That makes it okay.
All right.
Pretty sure hip hoppers don't wear that, though.
Fair enough.
You don't know. What do you know? You don't know.
That's true. I don't know.
Also, to be fair, where's William Kevin? Wallace, we the actual Kevin. Historical figure, probably didn't wear a kilt because kilts were not actually like popular until the 1700s, and he existed in the 1300s. But that's another story for another time.
Bam!
Now we need
lay
to
lay down the history.
What's that?
So now we. Oh, what?
What did you say, Deb? I heard you, Rain. Shut up.
Said so bam! Gosh, Doug laying down the history.
I'm used to it.
That's funny. You know what? I listened to a podcast recently with one of the Donald Gleason, which is one of the guys. He played I can't remember his name, but in Force Awakens, he was the commander guy.
Oh yeah, Donald Gleason.
Yeah, in Donald.
It's like Dom Hall. It's really, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Anyway, it's Brendan Gleeson's son.
Yes, exactly. Continue. I listened to a podcast with him. He's actually from Ireland, and they filmed Scotland. They filmed Braveheart in Ireland. And
super fucking green.
I know. Well, but it was just one of those funny things. Like he said, to this day, it drives him insane because people are like, "Oh yeah, you're from Ireland. You know that's the Braveheart thing, or you're from it's one of those weird, touchy subjects because people get them mixed up so much. And like, if you mix that up with, you know, people from Scotland and Ireland, it makes them insane.
Coming from a Scottish family, like my great grandparents were from Scotland. Like, yeah, like you don't bring up
don't
Irish.
Don't do that. You don't mix them up. And so, but people do all
when
the
people
time.
People misspell our last name with like MC. It's just like you
don't do that.
Duck, duck.
But that's what I like. So he's. But it was just fun. It was funny listening to that podcast because they talked about that. His dad was actually in Braveheart, and that was his first major movie film role. And it was because he lives there in Ireland. But it's a good thing and a bad thing for his family because people bring it up all the time and they get the two mixed up and it's really funny.
So. Yeah, his name, okay, I don't know how to pronounce this.
It's Donald.
Donald?
Yeah.
D-O-M-H-N-A-L-L. Donald, get the fuck out of here, you
fucking... You don't pronounce the M and the N. They're the M and the H.
Stupid Irish jerks. That's not... No way. Who does this? Gaelic dumbasses.
Have you ever seen the name Siobhan?
Oh yeah, it looks like it's spelled all kind of crazy.
It looks like Siobhan.
Yeah,
but it's pronounced Siobhan.
Yep.
Okay, sure.
It's very funny. Donald? Anyway,
yeah. There's a fucking M in there.
I know, but you don't pronounce it though. It's you don't pronounce the M or the H. It's yeah, Donald or Donal. All right. Well, what are we rating? What's your ratings? Rated 1 to 5.
I'll give this a solid 4.9 out of 5.
Ooh, you really liked it.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
We watch it every Halloween in this household. It's one of the first movies we watch. It's a good, fun Halloween movie that really sets the mood for like Halloween. You know what I mean? It's a good one. And it's, like you said, family friendly, even though at times you're like, I can't show this to anyone under the age of 8. But... it's fun. It's a good one.
Rain?
I get a 5 because I love it and all the things that Doug said, so yeah.
I'll go a little less than that. Like it's like 4.5 or 6 to me. It's not quite that good, but I do still love it. It is one of my favorites. But I have so many things that I like so much more that it's really hard to give it quite that high. Unless you were just saying out of all Halloween movies ever, and then I'd have to say, oh yeah, it's definitely like a 4.9, but... Movies everywhere, then 4.5-ish. All right. Well, thanks for doing this with us, Doug. This was awesome for you to join our little brainberry fun.
Yeah.
You're officially a brainberry fart.
That's right.
That's what I've always wanted. To be a Hold on, guys. I got to learn how to say this name. Hold on.
Oh dear.
Shut up. Just tell me how to say your fucking name.
Brainberry Tarts?
What? Sorry. I was listening. It started playing Donald Gleason.
Donald Gleason. Donald Gleason. You do not pronounce the M
fucking
or the
dumb
H.
dumb Irish stupid name. I love him. He's a great actor.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Which is another great series. Have you guys watched Black Mirror? It's on Netflix. Fucking watch it. It's good shit.
Watched what?
Black Mirror.
No, it's on my list.
It's a BBC show. It's creepy. It's like, it's good. It's good. It's a good creepy. It's not like scary creepy. It's like kind of science fictiony weird creepy. It's awesome.
And
every episode's different. The cast is rotating. It's awesome.
See, that's on my list of things to watch. But right in front of that for BBC shows was Penny Dreadful. And I got about 3 episodes into that and was like, oh, yeah, I can't do this anymore. The shit just got really fucking weird. So I can't. Yeah. So that has put me off of Black Mirror for a little bit.
Black Mirror is so good. It's so good. And again, every episode's different. So you don't have to worry about like keeping up some storyline. Like some episodes are definitely creepier than others. But like. Black Mirror, check it out. They're about to release some new episodes. They just did like a Christmas one last year with John Hamm and
Hamm.
And that one dude, it's all Rafe Spalling. No matter.
You have to tell me what he's in.
Rafe Spall. Sorry. Rafe Spall.
What was he in?
He was in Prometheus, Shaun of the Dead, Life of Pi.
Shaun of the Dead,
he's the one that goes, "You've got red on you."
And he's
the reporter. In Prometheus, he's one of the dudes.
He's one of the dudes.
One of the dudes on the ship. He dies.
He's just one of the random dudes.
He's a great actor. His dad played Peter Pettigrew in Harry Potter,
yeah,
which is weird because they look nothing alike. But them two were in an episode together for Christmas, and it was such a good episode. Black Mirror, Netflix it, do it. It's awesome. The end. We're going to end. Everyone say goodbye now.
Speaking of what else is on Netflix right now, Luke Cage. Just finished that today.
But that has nothing to do with Halloween.
It has nothing to do with Halloween. I just finished it today, and I'm really excited about it. So, all right. Thanks, guys. This has been fun. This is Debbie.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Rain, and you can probably hear me.
We can hear you. Yeah.
Just sometimes she's not to.
Oh.
And the truth
Happy fucking
comes...
Halloween.
Happy Perfect. Halloween. Okay. If you don't know what she just said, it was Happy Halloween, blank, blank, blank.
Yeah, probably some curse words. Probably yelling at us and cussing us out, but we couldn't understand it, so yeah, it's all good. So.
All right, and we're done. Bye.